What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour, funk football Friday. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 15 minutes from right now, maybe more like 16 or 17 minutes. I want to be exact because we love talking to Greg Cassell from NFL Films. He's always a guy that we talk to leading into the draft, but we wanted to get him in here ahead of the NFL season as well, get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons.
Yes.
Certainly with the big loss of Caleb McGarry and what he thinks that means for the offense. And then some other general NFL conversation with Greg Cosell as well in about 16 minutes from right now. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. All you got to do is call us up and ask. We'll get back into the big story of the day in a few minutes as well.
I forgot what I was about to say. I'm about to say something about this. Ryan Day, we're talking about, like, Ryan Day has, like, matte black hair.
Yes.
Matte black, like shoe polish black hair.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. And his beard and his hair always look the exact same.
Yes.
Every single game, every single press conference, to the point where, you have to wonder what's he putting in it.
But yeah, because
what's the product?
He goes there. But no, that's why I just saw him. But, you know, when and it's obviously all teams have fan bases. Some fan bases are more weird than others. And because of where we are right now in social media and you get the algorithm thing. Carolina Panthers fans are funny.
Okay.
They're so funny when they're going at Falcon fans. And I'm here for it because I'm just thinking about, like, y'all sorry as hell.
Also.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all sorry as hell. Like, the thing was, we knocked y'all out of the playoffs. Well, technically, no, you didn't.
Yeah, technically, no.
No, you didn't.
The Falcons knocked themselves out of the playoffs by losing the week before.
Yeah. I mean, they sleeping on us. There's certain fan bases that I just laugh at, and Carolina's one of them. Mm. For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I know because they had a nice run when Cam was there. It was great, blah, blah, blah.
And even before that, they went to a Super Bowl with DeLone.
But I don't know what it is about now that I just laugh at them. Like, really? Carolina Panthers, huh? Y'all are really talking trash like that. And then you're talking trash to the Falcons fans. And, I mean, y'all both recently went to Super Bowls. Both got
you. Yeah, like back-to-back years. Back-to-back years,
right? You know what I mean? So how are you propping yourself up above them? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Atlanta, Charlotte. There's no comparison.
Well, there's no comparison.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, there's no comparison there.
But I was just thinking. I was like, oh, okay. Y'all are really feeling y'all.
I will say though, like, if you're gonna talk trash and you're a Panthers fan,
yes,
to anybody, who are you talking trash to?
I don't know. Like who's
in division?
Who's
right?
The Panthers rival?
I mean, I think they view the Falcons that way.
But they're not.
They're not the Falcons.
The Falcons
and the
don't view
are
them
rivals.
That way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
always sad, you know, when it's like that. Because that happens in college football quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, they're you view them as your biggest rival, but they view somebody else as their biggest rival, and they always beat you.
Yeah, I was just curious about
that. Not that we're talking specifically about anybody.
Like, Falcons and Panthers aren't rivals? But anyways, but hey, again, root for your team however you want. But it's just funny. It was just funny. Caught my eye yesterday.
I will say, I agree with every part of that except for one little part. Every fan base is weird, and every fan base is crazy.
We are all in on that part right there. But I just found it funny thing, and they were trying like, oh, we knocked y'all out. That's why y'all are bitter. Falcons sleeping on us. I'm like, no, they're not.
They did put 44 on them in the final week of the season.
I mean, their quarterback put it. The quarterback turned around.
He did the Steph Curry on them.
Yep. Yes, they beat that ass last year. It's been horrible times up there. Uh-huh. But still, I don't know.
Look, at the end of the day, you live in Charlotte.
Yes.
Right? Now I'm headed up there after the show.
I know.
I'm on my way to Charlotte in an hour.
Here come the Bunkers.
And I can't wait.
I know you can't.
I love it up there. You know, the reason I joke about hating it so much is because I love it so much.
Is she in the car?
Yeah. I am actually. I will say this. Full transparency and honesty. I am actually very excited about this trip because I didn't get to go with them last time. They went and saw her brother's new house up there.
Okay, that's right. Jake got a new house.
Yeah, Jake moved there, and their little baby, Cameron, my nephew. Right. I get to go see my nephew today, which is really fun.
So funny.
That part is true. And I am excited.
Somebody
about
asked me AMA. I was out, though. They're like, hey, man, I want to call him. But I got AMA, and I was like, what's up, man? He's like, which one of your wives would not let you hang out with the other? I was like, huh? He was like, you and Andy, he was like, got wives, right? He was like, say, for instance, like, we wanted to hang out. Who wife would have a problem with us hanging out? I was like, that way, our wives would have no problem with it. So he's like, well, didn't you get drunk and fell down the stairs with Andy? I was like, yeah, Andy was at my home, and we had a whole lot to drink at my home. Mm-hmm. And yes, I fell down the basement steps. That wasn't Andy's fault. I just didn't turn the light on.
It's like a little bit.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Yeah, but
and
I was like,
neither one of our wives will have a problem with us hanging out.
No.
Because our wives love each other and also love us, too. But we are bad influences on each other.
Yes, sometimes. We are.
But it's a good bad influence.
It's a good bad because good bad last time we were together, like, it was not the Braves game. Last time it was just me and you. And I was like, you ready to go? And he's like, no. I was like, me either. Me either. What you want to do?
Yeah,
but exactly. No, that was funny. I was like, no, I didn't fall. I fell down the stairs of the basement, busted my whole hand up. But I was going down to get something and didn't turn the light on.
I didn't trip
It just yet. Happened that you were there and we were drinking a whole lot of
I was talking you into taking too many shots of Tito's.
Yeah, and I was like, hell, I'm at home. Why not? Let's just drink these damn things up.
You're not going anywhere. What could happen?
Nothing. I'll be falling down the stairs in the basement. There's nothing.
Man, we're having a good time.
We're having a great time.
We're living the damn dream.
But that was funny how you say that. Didn't you fall down the stairs last time? It's like, you know, technically, yeah.
You know, you bring up a good point. You bring up a strong point, AMA question asker. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. There we go. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
The smell of weed in the second quarter surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang. Like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying?
It's a light-up quarter.
So is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious. It's a TV timeout. And I'm like, wow. What's going on? Because, you know, I've never been high a day in my life. So that's kind of new to me.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, my wife was listening and texted back. She said the more likely thing is you and me would not want them to hang out.
No, because
they would buy chainsaws and book trips to France.
Yes.
So that's
easily.
Actually true.
Easily.
We're more worried about them hanging out than they are worried about us hanging out, which is a great point for my lovely wife. So that's Deion Sanders talking about Colorado fans smoking weed in the second quarter.
Yeah. I mean, it's legal.
It is.
I don't know if it's legal in the stadium,
but it's legal in Colorado.
It's legal in Colorado.
I bet they have less fights in their student section.
It could be.
Than most other schools don't do that.
I'm so anxious to watch. I mean, obviously, I think Texas will win this football game, but like, I want to see the new Colorado without Shedeur and Travis. I want to see how it goes. We do know that Juju's not going to be the starter, but he wants to get him in. I think it's more or less if they're winning comfortably, you get him in. Or if the starting quarterback gets hurt.
Or if he gets hurt, or if he plays really bad.
Or he plays really, really bad. Yeah. Then he'll put the young boy in the game. But I think a lot of times when you view that, you want to you don't want to just throw him in there.
Yeah. The kid Caden Salter, who is going to be the starter.
He's a Liberty guy.
Yeah, has started, I think, two seasons in college football before. So a little bit more seasoning there to come in with a lot of the change in Colorado. You bring up a good point, though, just in terms of like, obviously, what has happened at Colorado over the first two years there has been incredible.
Yeah.
Like the attention and the brand, and obviously the Heisman Trophy that Travis Hunter won last year, and like you know, the value that's been added to that program and that community because of all of the attention.
Yes.
But now it's kind of going to be a fun test of like, all right, well, those guys are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now Deion Sanders, the football coach, has to rebuild or build or however you want to put it. The next phase of his program.
Yeah, I mean, because he got players.
Because that's what this is, right? Yeah. Like, I know we talk about Deion a lot of different ways and differently sometimes, but it's like, at the end of the day, this guy's a head coach of a big-time college football program. Now we get to see what this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge for
him. Yeah, it is. I think, you know, and people, like, I think, you know, the pundits or whatever want to look at it from, well, we kind of thought he was going to leave after his son had left. And, like, you know, because he's been coaching Shedeur since, like Pee-wees.
Right.
It's always been Shedeur's coach. Everywhere he's coached, Shedeur has been his quarterback. And so, yes, yeah, it's always going to be something different. But I think, you know, with his coaching staff, and he has a hell of a staff, man. He just brought on B. Left. Obviously, Marshall Faulk there. We know Big Sap.
Warren Sapp, right?
I mean, they got a lot of good players. My thing is, like, because Scott Linehan's still the OC. I love me some Scott Linehan. But I don't – can he keep it going? Because Deion don't got a lot of patience with his coordinators, you know. But I think, you know – I think they lose. I did pick Georgia Tech to win that game. But my another thing, because it is because we're off Monday, and so are a lot of NFL teams. A lot of people are going back to see their coaches and going back to see their schools and everything. It's out of trouble.
I'm getting in trouble on campus
and everything like that. You know, you back, you know, make the 53. You got to go back and show off. You know, come in any NFL team issue gear and everything on the side. Don't get in trouble.
Problem is, all those guys have NIL money. So
depending on
where you got drafted or selected, or they might have more money than you.
Don't come back there flexing.
Don't get in trouble.
Don't come back with no pocketbook. And if I see another grown man with a pocketbook claiming it's a bag,
I know, Randy. I think this might be one of those ones we have to just not understand.
Yeah, man.
Just accept and not understand.
It's a pocketbook, man.
It's a purse.
It's a pocketbook. Purse. It ain't no bag. Yeah. Bro.
I don't care if it costs $17,000.
That don't change the wording.
Yeah, you're wearing a purse.
It's a pocketbook.
Yeah.
Right.
So
just letting you know.
We're in agreement on that.
Yeah,
but it's a thing that
I just saw a cat down there in Collins Square. I was like, and he was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
They got them two little handles on it with the strap, and it's and you can just fit your cell phone in it.
Yeah.
It's a pocketbook.
A cell phone and some Werther's Originals.
Yeah, that's it. That's
somebody's grandma's bag.
No, or them little strawberry candies.
Oh, yeah.
And the candies with the wrap with the strawberry.
The wrapper looks like a strawberry, yeah. And then the middle is chewy.
Yeah, chewy, yeah. That right there.
Disgusting.
That's ain't nothing worth that and grandma bottom of the pocketbook peppermint.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got, like, lint on it, mm-hmm. and it's, like, melted to the paper.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's always the loosest wrapper, too.
It's the worst.
Right? It's like she rewrapped it.
Yeah, like grandma. Like, is this the piece that you took out like 6 months ago
and put it back in
that you give me right now?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. We all grew up in different places, but we all had similar experiences.
Everybody had that grandma peppermint.
Everybody's grandma's bag.
That grandma bag peppermint.
Has that stuff in it.
It's in about like 13 used tissues.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
13 used tissues.
All right. Greg Cosell is going to join us next. NFL Films, NFL Network analyst. The guy breaks down film, All right? Film. He watches it. He grinds it.
He's a film guy.
The man grinds tape, okay? We're going to pick his brain about it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.